Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday beauty gifts, like hair care, makeup, and skincare. You'll have money left over to get your sister that ring light for her makeup tutorials.
Hit that subscribe button.
Or waterproof mascara resilient enough for watching the holiday classics.
I love this part.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's time, kids. Let's roll. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. We do have two lines open. It's very rare, but we have two lines open at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana has informed me she does not have a grievance on this Festivus Friday.
What? I'm
just going to let it ride. Just get me out of here.
Unless you have all four wheels.
That seems like a choice rather than a reality.
It's just better we go to the phones.
There's just too many grievances.
There's too much going on, and I need to be done. Let's just go to the phones.
Her head's about to explode in here, and I'm not making fun of her. I'm not. I'm being kind, like an older brother. 913-586-7798. If you've got a grievance and want in, allow me, please, to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go. You guys know the rules. Josh in North Kansas City, you are first in, so you are first up. Hello.
Hey, guys. So, figured I'd call in. It's been a few weeks now, and my grievance, I'm going to have to say, is with elevators. Oh. I start a new job where I'm traveling a ton, different hotels every night. And I've noticed this in the past, but it's bugging me again. Every elevator has the closed door button. But when you get in the elevator, you hit your floor and you hit the closed door button, and it still takes the door like 5 seconds to close. You can hit it 20 times. You can hit the button doesn't work. Why is it there?
Okay. Can I just tell you, I was in Mexico recently, and it works like a charm.
You have to press it 36 times. That's why, Josh.
I've heard that it works in other places. In America, for some reason, it does not work. I don't understand why they even have it.
In Mexico, it closes faster than a Star Wars blast door.
You know why? They don't have regulations there for things like elevators.
Well, probably
they
true.
Don't have the same safety regulations we do. You know, I think.
By the way, I thought elevators were supposed to be inspected once a year.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody inspect the elevators in this building.
I think you have to, that little certificate, right?
There's no certificate in the elevator.
Do you think that's the last one someone's staring at? Like the last thing you're looking at when the elevator just falls
to your death?
To the bottom?
Oh, they inspect it. Yep, still there.
Does that say 1998?
Still there. Went from the first to the third. Grace in Overland Park. Grace, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I hate to have a grievance with you guys because I love you.
Okay.
But I do. Festivus Friday is supposed to be for grievances. In the last few weeks, I've been hearing people call in with gratitude.
Mm.
And I'd just like them to have their own show so I don't have to hear them.
So you don't have to hear the good things that are happening in people's lives. You want to hear what's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Grace, it's a good grievance. You're going to hate the next call I take, though.
Here we go. Load them up.
Here it is, Grace. I'm going to put you on hold.
I think it's sweet.
As we go to Aaron on line three. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, so I'm going to make her double mad because I actually have two gratitudes and somewhat of a grievance. I am headed to a visitation for a educator. She taught in Hickman Middle School District from like 74 to 05. And so she touched a lot of people's lives. You know, she was a wonderful, wonderful woman named Pat McLean, now Pat George. Well, recently, Pat George, she married the wrestling coach. Anyhow, it was a great woman. She was never even my teacher, and I'm going to her funeral or wow. to her visitation.
Must have made an impact.
Yes. And then my buddy's mom, my other mom from childhood, is fighting cancer. She had brain surgery here recently, and hopefully she's going to kick cancer's butt. And, you know, so I'm, you know, throwing a shout out, Grievance. I hate cancer, and, you know, I'm glad she's still with us. So,
right on.
Anyhow, have a good weekend.
Okay. All right. Hey, Grace.
Yeah.
That was two gratitudes.
Yeah, I heard them.
I mean, he's just ruining Festivus Friday.
Cool with people having gratitude. I think they should just have a separate show for that.
Okay. All right. Grace, by the way, fair warning, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you're going to want to avoid that one last hour because we do Gratitude Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Okay. Ann in Kansas City, you are next. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi there.
I love your show, guys, and you guys always make me laugh.
Thank you.
But I do have a grievance. Actually, I have two. One is people who make mountains out of molehills, stupid, annoying as heck. Mm-hmm. And two, people who are friends with people in the medical field and kind of take advantage or take for granted the person, like asking for advice or questions
yes.
in doctor's offices. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I have friends, and I think lawyers would tell you the same thing, who think you can just pick up the phone as like even a casual friend and be like, hey, you know, with a doctor, Scott, like my arm's itching. Do you think this is something where, you know, they are private people too when they're not, you know, if you think there's something wrong with you, make an appointment.
Amen.
Exactly. And, I get so frustrated. I'm like, don't ask me to ask your doctor something. You call the office and ask the doctor.
Okay. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, I hope you do too. Thanks so much.
All right. Be safe. Al in Blue Springs. Festivus Friday. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a beautiful day out here. That's the only gratitude I'm going to give. I'm too tired of people driving around with their bright lights on. And then if you try to, you know, give them a little flash, then they throw an extra set of pair of bright lights on you. And then you're totally blind going down the road. It's crazy. There should be a limit to how many lights could be on the front of a truck or vehicle shining at one time.
Well, the only person who wouldn't flash you back is Dana, because she would think that that's
it's a gang initiation.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Just somebody saying, hey, turn your brights off.
Okay, Al.
That's what that means. Little flash coming at you.
No, it means I'm in a gang and I'm here to kill you.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend.
Okay, Al. You too, man. Be well.
Why do they keep making them brighter and brighter?
I don't know.
We don't need to be able to see if the street sign is dirty or not.
Wow. Okay.
They're bright.
From the text line, my grievance is you don't do Confessional Wednesdays anymore. We haven't done Confessional Wednesdays in like 8 or 9 years.
It's closer to 10.
Is it that long? Yep. And I'll tell you why. It's probably never coming. Well, I can say definitively it's never coming back, because in the end, people were just making up their confessions. And it was, we couldn't tell who was telling them. The whole point was to be truthful and confess. And people were confessing to things that were completely not real.
Like one time I was in an elevator and it dropped 46 floors. And
I jumped it right before it hit the bottom, and I miraculously was saved.
I'm 6 inches shorter now, but I've never told anyone that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today. Q39KC.com. Festivus Friday, it's brought to you by Q39. Let's go to, I don't remember your name. You were on, you just dropped off and you were going to be next. All that waiting for nothing. Terrence in KC. Hello. Terrence, hello. Terrence Wentz. Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Is this Terrence? You said Terrence?
I did.
So my grievance is how after 10 years, over 10 years of loyal service, a certain restaurant can padlock the doors, put a sign on there, when you go to work and you have no job, over 300 people lost a job. That's my grievance today.
Terrence, I'm sorry about that, man. I really am.
It's okay. God's good. Things will work fine.
That's right. Okay, my friend. Be well. Susan in Leawood. Susan, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I have a grievance today. I have lost 30 pounds. And not one person that I know has made a comment about it.
Not one, Susan? Because 30 pounds is a noticeable amount of weight.
Anything over 10 pounds is noticeable.
Last Saturday, I went to my boyfriend's family's Halloween party. I haven't seen him in like 6 months. Not one person out of about 40 said a single thing.
Please tell me your boyfriend has said something.
No, he hasn't, but he sees me every day.
Yeah, but you want, when somebody's doing that well at being healthy and losing weight, you want to, especially if it's somebody you care about, you want to encourage them.
I agree. Dana, have you had that problem?
At 30 pounds? No, because I'm so short, Susan, that 30 pounds was a noticeable amount. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so disappointed.
I'm disappointed for you, Susan, but you know you do it for you. You do not do it for everybody else.
You are right. I am on this this tour around the city of places that buy clothing, and I'm trying to sell all my old clothes.
Good for you. Don't do it. Get rid of the clothing. That's a great idea, Susan, and congratulations on the weight loss.
And you tell that boyfriend of yours, who's probably soon to be your ex-boyfriend, that he better start complimenting you on your hard work or you're going to go somewhere else.
I will. That's Susan, a great idea.
I will say that for a lot of people, they hesitate to say, have you lost weight or something like that, because it might imply that you needed to lose weight.
I don't disagree, but if you say something like, you look fantastic, I can see you're really taking care of yourself, that would be a compliment.
I totally agree.
Well, Susan, lose that ball and chain.
Nah.
Okay, bye. Kim in Harrisonville. Kim, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance is, I'm going to speak for teachers of Missouri, that when they retire, they get their retirement pay, but they lose 2/3 of their Social Security. So any work that you worked prior to teaching, during teaching, after teaching, when you've reached your 40 quarters, you're not going to get your full Social Security because they consider it double dipping.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, which is why it's my grievance. And so you only get a third of it.
But you paid into it. What happens to the money that you paid in?
My guess is it goes south. But I don't know. Someone's keeping it. Someone's spending it. But it's not the teachers who have worked extra jobs. But you can work your 40 quarters and basically for about every year that I work and I'm building my Social Security, I've already reached my 40 quarters, but basically I'm earning about $11 more per year for my Social Security.
Okay. Yeah, we might bring that back as a topic next week.
Yeah,
I remember hearing something about that when it came to Social Security, but yeah. Do they pay in the same way? Because if you're paying all that in and they're like, sorry, then you're only getting a third of it, there's no way that's legal.
That can't be legal. I mean, so tell you what we'll do, Kim. I'll look into that over the weekend.
We're going to table that.
And see, and maybe somebody in the text line knows, especially if you're on the Missouri side and a teacher, do you guys, because you do get like a pension from the state that you do pay into as well, if I'm not mistaken, do you pay into Social Security the same way that Dana and I would pay into Social Security? Or do you pay in at a reduced rate, knowing full well that because you're paying into a separate government pension, you're not going to need or expect to be or expected to be paying into Social Security like we do.
Your Social Security benefit may be reduced if you get a pension from an employer who is not required to withhold Social Security taxes. That reduction is called windfall elimination provision.
I don't even know what
you're taking your money. Just call it that.
Essentially, if she has been paying, she is owed the money. If she was not paying into SSA because of the pension portion of it, which would be up to the school district, I assume, then she is not owed money.
Swan in Oreck. Hello, Swan.
Yeah, you got me?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. My grievance, I love your show, man. I think you guys are both really great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And my grievance is, it seems like the pandemic, I live in an older house, and I have a toilet paper dispenser in the wall, and the toilet paper has gotten so big that I can't hardly put it on the wall, and then when I roll it down, the center is so big that it rolls around like a flat Italian tire.
All right, man. We got you. Dale in Eastern Shawnee.
Hey, guys. Dana, how are things in Western Shawnee?
I'm doing just fine out that way. So, thank you for asking.
So I was having a great Friday until Grace had her grievance earlier when she talked about medical professionals getting taken advantage of.
Yep.
And even after the grievance, I wasn't having a problem until somebody on my show piped in about, well, lawyers get it too. And then this from the woman who mooches anybody and everybody for a ticket here, a ticket there. I'm pretty sure Dana's going to meet the Pope and Taylor Swift just because she knows somebody.
But is that not different than you have a sort of a friend who happens to be a lawyer and you're out at dinner and in a roundabout way you try to carve in, hey, how's work going? Great. Hey, you know, something came up the other day I meant to ask you about. Is this a lawsuit? Like, to me, that is crossing friendship boundaries. If you are hitting them up for professional advice.
For the Royals game, and all of a sudden, Dana's at the Royals game.
Well, that's different.
Well, what's wrong with taking advantage?
It is. Hey, Dana, I want to thank you for plugging Dr. Tag. You are the reason I'm going to him, and I feel great. So
oh, that makes me happy, Dale.
You guys have a great weekend.
Have people notice, Dale?
I hope it stays sunny in Eastern Shawnee.
Oh, you're killing me.
All right, goodbye. I just found this online. Most Missouri teachers are members of the public school retirement system and do not pay into Social Security. This is because they are employed in a full-time position that requires a teaching certificate. However, some PSRS, the retirement system, members may be required to participate in Social Security if their position does not require a teaching certificate.
That is all very confusing to me.
Well,
I listened to every word that just came out of your mouth, and I'm like,
still didn't understand.
It doesn't work like that, except but in the one case where.
Okay. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Festivus Friday.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday fashion gifts, like cozy fits and stylish shirts. You'll have money left over for the matching sweaters everyone definitely wants to wear for the holiday card.
Cheese.
Or that ugly holiday sweater that's like really ugly.
OMG, that's like really ugly.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Tana in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's getting dark early. Everybody needs to make sure they check their headlights and not using the automatic headlights. Make sure your headlights are on, not using your driving lights.
Ooh. I thought the automatic headlights put them on.
So did I.
Well, the automatic do, but if you have someone who gets in the car and turns them off, or turns them on the whole way, and then they turn them off, and you get in and you don't pay attention, then you have no headlights.
Ah, so somebody got in your car and turned the automatics off.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, not just me, but I've seen multiple people who are driving and don't have headlights.
All right. Tana, thank you very much. Okay. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So I have a gratitude. So for those who don't know, I live in Topeka but work in Kansas City, and I ride a motorcycle. And I decided to go ahead and ride yesterday, even though we were going to get storms. I was just going to come into work an hour early to try to hopefully beat the storms. Well, I ended up getting caught in them after all. And someone adopted me. And if you're unfamiliar with what adopting a motorcyclist is, it's basically where if you're in a car and you see someone on a motorcycle, especially in inclement weather, where you will kind of pace behind them and give them a nice cushion, a bit of space, and kind of play defense for other cars. And it gives them, peace of mind knowing that someone's back there kind of watching out for them and making sure that they're going to be safe. And someone did that for me all the way from DeSoto up past Lawrence, almost to I-70. So they followed me for quite a while, just keeping pace and making sure I was okay. And that was pretty cool.
I had no idea that occurred.
I had never heard of it. When he first said that, Mike, I thought you meant like you sign up online to be a motorcycle's buddy and you like follow them around. But you just mean like someone who's kind in traffic looking out for you.
A random person. And usually they tend to be people who are motorcyclists themselves and happen to be in a car that day. But yeah, it's just, average, ordinary people. Then, complete strangers. You see someone riding and you want to make sure they're safe.
But Mike, I'm assuming you have a car because you don't ride your motorcycle in the winter. When there's rain in the forecast, why don't you just drive your car?
Well, actually, I do ride in the winter as well. As long as the streets are safe for me to ride, I'm going to ride, regardless of what the temperature is.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, the reason for that is when I ride my motorcycle, it costs me about $10 a day for commute cost. When I drive, it's about $35 a day, and that adds up very quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Mike, hey, it was great to see you the other weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, be well.
Bye.
913-586-7798. Jill and Janice, the two J's. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So my daughter has a grievance.
And how old is Janice?
10.
Hello, Janice. Go ahead. Hi.
My grievance is teachers who give homework because we work 7 hours a day and then we have to do more work at school, home.
Well, Janice, can I give you some future advice?
Yeah.
Okay, get into radio broadcasting, and then you only work 4 hours a day, and there's no homework.
That's not exactly true, Janice, but you know what? You just keep plugging away, sweetheart. That is a great grievance.
Okay.
All right. Jill and Janice, you guys have a great weekend.
Baby.
All right. Carolyn or Caroline in Raymore? I hope I got one of them right.
Hi. Yes, it's Carolyn.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I've been listening to you guys. I just newly found you guys about a month ago, and I have enjoyed your show ever since.
Well, wow, welcome on it. Carolyn, where you been?
Thank you, and tell a friend.
Yes, I have. I've told everybody because I love listening to you guys on the way home. It just kind of makes me forget about the day I've had at work.
That's the goal. Thank you.
My grievance, though, I have found is the snooze button. On the alarm clock, I absolutely hate it. I don't know who invented it, but I think they're a bad person because I became a snooze abuser, and I will push snooze, I don't know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 times just to get an extra 9 minutes of sleep in.
Yep.
And I've even put it like in the bathroom or on the other side of the bedroom, or thinking that if I get up to push snooze, I'll just turn it off and then I'll start getting ready for work, or ready for my day, and I don't. I'll go all the way back to my bed for another 9 minutes, and it's become an issue for me.
Carolyn, I do the same thing. I get you.
Oh, good. I'm good. I'm not alone then.
No, you are not.
Yeah, I need to get an alarm clock that doesn't have a snooze button on it, I guess, if there's any out there.
I don't think the struggle is real.
I
don't think they invent those. Mike in North Kansas City, 586-7798. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my grievance is about 5 or 6 years ago, the state started putting in these new signals for left turns. So you didn't have to stop at a solid red light, or if you had to turn left, you got a green arrow. Now they have these, at most intersections, they have a flashing yellow while the traffic goes green both ways. These people that will not float out into the middle of the intersection and turn, and causing the five cars behind them to have to sit through three more cycles of the light because they want to continue to stay at that intersection instead of floating out like we've done forever. That's how I was taught 30 years ago when I got my driver's license, is you go out into the middle of the intersection and then you complete the left turn when the oncoming traffic clears.
I love your grievance. I love your grievance, Mike.
That frustrates me to no end.
Scott. Amen. Amen. Get your butt halfway out there so that even if it turns red, you can go and we all move up a little bit.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, man. Thank you, guys.
Be Bye-bye. A floater 2024. Yes. I love it.
That's right.
Love the floating. Love the floater.
Lynn in Raymore. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I love your show, too.
Thank you.
But I know Scott and Steve, you guys talk, Dana talks about Scott and Steve all the time. They were my lifesavers. When my wedding ring and my wedding band, I got some type of chemical on it, and it, like, corroded it. Aww. It, all the gold was, they said they had never seen anything like it before, and you know how long they've been in business.
Oh, yeah.
The diamonds were all okay, and obviously I was distraught, so there was lots of tears.
You're talking about Kriegel Mesh, so we're clear.
Yes.
I thought when you said Scott and Steve, you were talking about me and my brother.
No, that's no, they no, they
no. My friends at Kriegel Mesh.
That is so sweet, Lynn.
They were able to, it took them 4 days, but they were able to restore it to what it was. And just so happy, love them to pieces, and love that you guys talk about them.
Okay. All right, Lynn, thank you for the call. Candace in Mission. Hello, Candace.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So my grievance today is on behalf of all pet owners, and I know both of you have been or will be or are pet owners. I just had to drive 13 miles one way to pick up a medication for my little guy that people also take. And I can't figure out, I'm sure there's a reason, but I just feel like things are made sort of unnecessarily difficult for pet health care. Why could this not have been called into like a Walgreens or something? I could go get it that way. So that's my grievance.
Fair point. Candace, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. Let's go to Samantha in Ropo. Hello, Samantha.
Hi. Yes. First off, I listen to you guys every day. I love everybody that has ever been on the show. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
My first grievance was originally for the place I work. I won't say the name or whatever. It is a apartment complex in Lenexa, and I love my job. I absolutely love it. I clean buildings all day, clean leasing office, keep everything pretty. But my grievance of that part is that some of the residents are very disrespectful. They drag their trash bags through the halls, leave mess down the stairs when they could have, you know, maybe tidied up after themselves or cleaned up or, you know, just admitted they did it, or leaving trash outside their door or letting their animals go to the bathroom in the hallways. Oh. That's always a fun one. It's just disrespectful, you know. It's
well, certainly.
As well.
Yes.
And then my second one that I did not have before was the lady who called about the auto lights. The thing about auto lights is some of the vehicles, yes, they have the auto lights in the front. You have your headlights on.
Yeah.
You don't think about it. But not all of the vehicles have the tail lights turn on when you have it in auto. So you should actually turn your light all the way on when you're driving, especially at night, because not all vehicles are equipped with the auto tail light.
Samantha, I would also say know your car.
Yes.
Know your car, because the one or two times this has happened to me, it's when I've borrowed my daughter's car or she's borrowed my car and she's got an older car, so she's not used to having the automatic. I'm not used to having to turn them on. Know the car you're driving.
I got a new car the other day, as you know, last weekend. And I didn't drive it to work this week until Wednesday, And when we were leaving, you know, the sun's starting to go down as we're leaving. Yeah. I started the car, and I had it on automatic lights. It just says A with a circle around it. And I got out of the car and walked around the car to make sure that the lights actually were on. Because, as I'm driving home.
Yeah, newer car.
It's a 20, 25-minute commute home. And I figured the sun's going to be going down on my ride home. I want to make sure that I'm street legal.
Well, it's always good to do a 360 safety check.
But every time I get in the car, you're supposed to do a 360 safety check.
Well, I'm not back in driver's ed every time I'm driving my car.
Check for nails, screws.
Screws fall out all the time. It's an imperfect
world. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. All right, let's get in as many as we can. If we don't get to you, please don't think us rude. There's only so many hours in the day, and we're not extending it for another fifth hour of the show. Ash in Mission. Ash, hello.
Hi, Ash. Hey, guys. I went to a restaurant with a friend for happy hour because this place had a very extensive mocktail menu. I am 2 years sober.
Good for you.
What the server did not tell us and failed to ask was if we wanted the mocktail version of the drink or the cocktail version of the drink. Served me alcohol. My friend that I was with did not realize that it was, I've never had zero proof tequila, so I did not know that it was alcoholic until I had had a few drinks of it. And my friend asked, well, what's this zero proof tequila? Can I see the bottle? And the server said, oh, that's not zero proof tequila.
Oh, can I give you some advice? When I was on vacation not too long ago, I ordered a handful of pina coladas, but I made sure to say every single time, I'd like a pina colada, no alcohol.
I've never been to a bar with mocktails, and I would not think that you would name the non-alcoholic version of a drink the same as an alcoholic version of a drink.
Yeah.
So I did not even think about that, and I have learned my lesson. I hope that the server has learned hers as well.
Okay.
The restaurant did great, but that is not angry.
Ash, I'll say this because I want to grab one more. You did not forfeit 2 years of sobriety. I promise you that. Joanne in Blue Springs. Hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Hi. We've got about 1 minute. Can you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So my grievance is with law enforcement in Eastern Jackson County. Turn your headlights on. It's been 6 months. 9 o'clock at night.
Oh.
No headlights. Turn them on.
While they're moving, or are they parked on the side of the road trying to catch you?
While they're moving.
While they're moving.
While they're moving.
Okay, Joanne. All right. Sean in Warrensburg, music just started. Sean, I'm so sorry. That means we got to go. The bonus hour is next. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Friday afternoon. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday. Take care. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Early holiday deals are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the home, like vacuums, bedding, and home decor. You'll have money left over for that ergonomic recliner to catch up on reading. Or falling asleep while reading. Or that standy mixer to whip up some holiday cookies. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop early holiday deals now.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network. This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.